You're listening to SBS News.
At its biggest trade fair in Shanghai, China is inviting the world to come and buy. But to Australia, the message is, your exports are not needed. As trade tensions between the two countries escalated, Australia's ambassador to Beijing, Graham Fletcher, was spotted at the trade fair amid speculation of sweeping import bans. The state-controlled Global Times is reporting what Beijing has dismissed as a rumor that across seven sectors, Australian goods would be banned from China. It wrote, Chinese analysts believe the reported visit of Australian ambassador to China to the third China International Import Expo in Shanghai reflects Australia's need for the Chinese market amid worsening diplomatic ties and its economic consequences. The visit came after China halted seven categories of Australian goods from the market. China purchases 40% of Australia's wine. Tony Battaglin from Australian Grape and Wine says that small producers may not survive a ban.
It's a $1.2 billion export market for us and 40% of our exports, so we are vulnerable. Depending on the length of the ban, the extent of the ban, if there is a ban, and we still don't know, we must be clear about that. If that happens, then there'll be an economic impact that could send people to the wall.
The move, if confirmed, follows earlier disruptions to imports of Australian coal, timber, and rock lobsters. One trade analyst, Giovanni Di Lieto from the University of Bologna, notes China is targeting mid-sized areas of trade. This doesn't include the more than $60 billion in iron ore shipments, but for seafood and wine producers in particular, it's bad enough.
It looks like you have lots of innocent bystanders being damaged by the falling out of the relationship with China.
Before the ban's apparent confirmation, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne was again calling on China to observe global trade rules.
We would encourage that, and we would encourage them to work with industry and to enable those goods to enter China in an appropriate way.
For some wine producers, such as Damien White from Leckenfield Wines, trade volatility is forcing an even harder search elsewhere.
So we've always made sure that we've had some significantly strong partners in several markets. We've diversified across Europe. We've got a very strong partner in Belgium.
Beijing is now under pressure from domestic producers to make any future anti-dumping tariffs on Australia retrospective to include shipments already in China.